everyone. So excited to be back. Happy New Year. I am going to do a quick rundown of all the latest happenings with Kravis and the Kardashians. I know everyone's extremely excited to get to my interview with the amazing Jason Cameron, as am I. But let's talk Kravis. So this was their first holiday in the public together. Now, obviously, we've all been surmising that they were together last year at Christmas, but just weren't public yet. So this is the first year we really got to see kind of their dynamic together. And, it was kind of everything we expected with the matching pajamas and, the really cute blending of the families. Everybody spent it together. It looks like Scott was actually out of the country for the holidays, so I'm sure he'll be catching up with the kids once he gets back. But Kravis really had an opportunity to kind of bond as a family this year, which was nice to see. What I don't think any of us expected, particularly myself, was for the creation of Kravis Records to happen. So Kravis decided to create a co-record label called Kravis Records. And with said record label, who, by the way, if I ever create an album or, ever drop drop a song or a single, I really want it to be produced by Kravis Records. But what we, in addition to creating this Kravis record label, they created a single with Kris Jenner herself, none other than the queen of everything, Kris Jenner, who did a remake of Jingle Bells. And while the song is good, and like, don't get me wrong, yes, we love all things Kris Jenner, we love all things Kravis. However, it's fucking Jingle Bells, right? So, like, how creative can you really get? The song was nothing special. It was kind of funny, obviously, to hear Kris Jenner singing. She's the queen, so we all love her. But what's significant is that now, because Courtney was named on the song, she will receive royalties for the rest of her life, which is kind of like a really sweet gesture, particularly how because music is Travis's love language, right? We know that. We know he's a musician. This is really important to him. So it was a really sweet gesture to Court, and she played the shit out of those bells, right? We also got to see Kravis on New Year's, and what was kind of cool was Travis performed at the Dick Clark's Rockin' Eve with Avril Lavigne, kick it back to like high school years. She sang he was a skater boy, and I know like everyone my age was like jumping on their couch, just reminiscing about that song. None of us knew the lyrics anymore, but we all got kicked back right back to the 2000s and early 2000s rather. And it was kind of cool to see Travis perform, but yet be home by midnight, right? Alabama posted some footage on her TikTok of them counting down to the new year. Travis and Courtney were in matching pajamas again, red leopard to be specific, and some of the other family members were seen just kind of sitting on the couch, just like a little fam vibe. It was super cute, and we love to see it. For the rest of the Kardashians, there was a bit of drama. Kanye was spotted in Miami this week with two, possibly three women. And that comes on the heels of him moving in a house across the street from Kim, which is, a little creepy, but also kind of goes in line with, what Kanye's goals were, which was to stay close to his kids and to help co-parent with Kim. So, yes. Is it a little close for comfort? 100. Would I want my ex living across the street? Hell to the nah. But if he is doing this with the goal in mind of just like being close to his kids, then I get it and good for him and good for the kids, But it's kind of funny. Immediately after that, Pete Davidson was going to have a special in Miami. Kanye then had a concert special, same time, same city. And then was seen with a woman on the balcony, a second woman who was pretty scantily clad, and it's unclear if this was the same woman or a different woman, just because a lot of the shots were somewhat blurry. And then later that night had dinner with Julia Fox, which was, all over the place. And immediately after that, we got breaking news that Kim and Pete have gotten on a private jet headed for the Bahamas. So nothing short of drama in the Kim Kanye Pete Davidson love triangle. Unfortunately, Khloé Money had some drama going on this week. As you all know, there is a woman, Marilee Nichols, who had been making claims that Tristan was the father of her son, who she recently had in December. And Tristan had been wildly denying these rumors. A lot of his texts had surfaced, basically showing him kind of treating her extremely poorly. He did, however, admit to having an affair with this woman while him and Khloé had reconciled back in March, just before his 30th birthday. It's so sad to see because, you can just genuinely tell that Khloé is one of those people who takes people at their word and forgives and has a big heart. And, obviously she was so very in love at that time, and he was off having an affair again for the third time that we know of. And I'm sure much more than that. It was recently released, the results of the paternity test. He is the father. This is definitely a Maury moment. It's just so gross to me that we have to continue talking about this man, like that he continues to do this. And it's not just for the sake of Khloé, but like the sake of all the kids involved. There's now three children that were fathered by this man. There are now three women that have had their lives greatly impacted by this man. And don't get me wrong, I mean, they all pursued him too. So I get that, these were consensual relationships and that nobody was forced to be in a relationship with him. But if everything that all the women are saying is true, and that's an if, then none of these women knew that they weren't the only one. And so they were somewhat brought into the circumstance without all the facts. And to me, that's just super unfair to them. And, I'm just so tired of hearing this guy's name. I am not for cancel culture, but if I was going to cancel anyone, it would certainly be Tristan. That's all I have for our Kardashian recap. I am going to do a bigger deep dive into that next week, but right now I'm so excited to get to the interview with my friend Jason Cameron. All right, hey everybody, it's Crystal with Cracks and Shit Talk, and today I have with me Jason Cameron, actor, model, founder of City Essentials. What's up, Jason?
Hello, Crystal. Thank you for having me. I'm doing very well.
Thank
Very
you
well.
so much for joining me and for finally responding to my DMs.
It wasn't half, it was half my fault. I'm not gonna lie. But there's a lot of a lot of things that went into that.
No, I know. You know what? That happens to me all the time. I'll have people reach out to me and be like, "Hey, I sent you a DM. What's in that stupid inbox that nobody checks? Like, why do they hide that?"
Okay, so I'm not sure if everyone's familiar, but there's a hidden request section at the end of your Instagram, like one click to another click to a third click, and then you have to really find it. And I was like, wait a second. And it literally had a list of, and I found you.
That's the drunk inbox. Like when I've had too
Yeah.
many drinks, I find myself in that inbox. I'm like, oh, who's this? Hey,
Those are the
you.
dark secret treats.
Yeah. Oh man, I love it. So, Jason, we are getting to know you this year after an amazing season of Winter House, which I loved. I'm a huge Summer House fan, so obviously I tuned in just because Summer House, Winter House, why not?
Of course, of course.
Was not prepared for the drunken mess that this show was, though.
We took it to another level. We were definitely on some shit.
This was wild. My favorite quote from the show is, "My dick is so dick," from Kyle. Like, where does this shit come from? I can't even deal with
Dick is
it.
on dope. Dope is on dick. Dope dick. I mean, he's keeping it real. He's putting it out there how he feels when he's feeling it. I can't blame the guy. Fun times.
Yes. So how, tell us all how you ended up on this show, because obviously we haven't met you before. You were an incredible addition to this fiasco. And we loved getting to know you. So tell me, I guess, how you kind of got in the mix, who approached you, and what your first thoughts were.
I mean, it's pretty simple. It wasn't very convoluted or a big process. I know that Paige and Jules go way back from their modeling days from like doing like limited twos and all these other fun campaigns. And that was what, as they grew up. So fast forward to now in the city, I've been modeling for like 10, 11 years. Jules and I go way back, like maybe 5 or 6 years since I came to from one agency to the next. We kind of met in passing, you know, next thing you know, her and I are catching each other at rooftop parties, you know, industry kind of shit, and, you know, hitting up the clubs. And I'm like, oh, Jules, Jason. So we kind of hit it off every time we were out, you know, catching up. And literally a few months before we started shooting, you know, she reached out to me and was like, hey, Jason, like, are you free? And, you know, was it March, April? I think it was March. I was like, yeah, I'm free. I'm like, is anyone doing anything right now? So, you know, it was kind of a mixed batch of like, what are you getting into? What's going on? And she's like, well, we're going to be snowboarding on the slopes. Like, I don't know where or with who, but would you be interested in going on a trip? And I was like, who wouldn't want to go on a trip? So, yeah, then I figured out the whole, you know, spiel of like,
so she didn't lead with the filming part. She
No. None of that was explained at all. None of that. No, so then I got another call from not Jules. And they're like, so you heard about our trip? And I was like, wait, same trip? And sure enough, it was. So
awesome. Any reservations when they first contacted you about being on camera and being in the public eye that way? I mean, I know you've been a model for a while, but this is a different level, right?
This is a different level, you know, like international show that's, you know, aired multiple, you know, venues, areas. They have such a following. It's such a blessing to be a part of, you know, the Bravo family. But I had not really any reservations. You know, I'm comfortable in front of the camera. I didn't think it was going to be too much of a transition for me as far as like enjoying myself, having a good time and being, you know, with cool people. I mean, it kind of made sense. It fit in my wheelhouse of fun. So I'm like, I think I can roll with this. Let's do it. Let's have a great time. So
yeah.
Now I thought I had something I could contribute and I was like, let's go.
Looking back, any moments that you're like, oh, that was no good. Like most embarrassing moments or moments you wish you could reel back in?
Luckily they didn't show it. No,
okay, so tell us then.
I remember the first like half hour I was in the house when I got to meet everyone. We were doing like these sled luge down like the back of the house. You know, we built our own little section and I went on this, you know, induction of, all right, welcome to the winter house. You know, I'm like, yeah, let's go. You know, I'm like a few shots deep and I go down the sled and I forgot my gloves. And, you know, as soon as I try and turn, my hand hits like a chunk of ice and like cuts my hand like up all bad. And I'm like, this is literally the first day. Jason, like, pull it together.
I'm like, what the fuck? They did cut it out. And you went on like a champ because we didn't know anything about that.
Yeah, no, hey, a little secret tidbit. But yeah, I felt scared. And I was like, oh my gosh, my hands.
That's it. They're kicking me out.
Yeah, literally. I was like, well, there goes my chances.
So would you do it again if they called you?
If they called, absolutely. I had such a good time with the cast, you know, the crew. We're all like friends, family. It's a very little tight network there for sure.
Yeah, I've definitely seen, you know, obviously I follow a lot of you guys on social media. And so definitely seen that you're all still kind of hanging out together, which is cool. Most of you all live in the city, right?
Yeah. Most of us do live in the city. You know, that whole crossover with Austin and Craig are in Charleston. But, you know, they're in the city pretty often themselves. So yeah, when we get a chance, we all try and get together as much as possible. Yeah.
That's awesome. So now on the show, you find love in the snow with Linz, who I adore. Lindsay, I have nothing but wonderful things to say about her. She's fantastic. Yes. So tell us a little bit about that. Did that continue after Vermont? Can you share anything? I know obviously a lot of this is going to play out on Summer House, which is coming up. So I know there's not a ton you can share, but did it continue into the city when you guys got back?
I mean, we had such an organic, you know, buildup of meeting each other in Stowe and on Winter House that, you know, it seemed like it worked. It worked really well. Our conversation, our connection. And when we got back to the city, it was still going well, you know, so we never like kind of missed a beat, but we, you know, did live in the same city. It would have made, you know, perfect sense to try and see where things went. So we did that.
Okay. Can you tell us anything else? Cause you know, it's been deduced that Lindsay and Carl are together. And so obviously there's not three of you in this.
Are there? No. I know that she's in a happy place as well as I am. So I know I'm not exactly sure what exactly is going on, but I do know that everyone's happy. I just saw everyone over the holiday and everyone seems to be really happy. So, I mean, I'm not sure what you can deduce from what you see on the social media at times, but I can tell you that everyone's happy. And what we did have from the show was a completely like innocent, fun, and organic relation.
Yeah. I love it. The next thing that we kind of have been like noticing about you on social media, I know myself, a lot of my followers, you're one hell of a cook, which you showed us on the show. You are one hell of a cook. Where does this come from? Who taught you how to cook like this?
My first memories of cooking, I think, go back to like my grandmother in the kitchen, you know, during the holidays, you know, watching them make the homemade rolls or, you know, the homemade mac and cheese is one of my favorites too. Sweet potato pies, I think I made on the show for everybody at one point. I love to cook. It's definitely an innate thing that I grew up in the cooking kind of family, and like no one had a restaurant or anything like that, but I lived across the street from a Wegmans. So we're always shopping well, eating well with like fresh food and all the freshest produce and, you know, options of what you wanted. I worked at Wegmans, got to get a knowledge of food there. And then I was in hospitality working in restaurants from like front of the house, back of the house, cooking, cleaning. I mean, whatever it took, I just really immersed myself into that kind of community with, you know, living my hospitality best life and cooking was part of it.
Well, funny thing, actually. So I have a follower who supposedly worked with you at a grocery store in your hometown and said that you are genuinely as nice as you seem on TV, which I was like, no way. She's like, yeah, no, he is. He is 100% exactly what you see. Just a great guy. So you made
who is this mystery person? I want to know what they know.
I will not reveal my sources, but had nothing but nice things to say about you. So that's cool. All right. So you mentioned sweet potato pie. Let's jump into your one of your most recent posts, making the sweet potato pie. A little coy, buddy. From the music to the apron to the surprise turnaround. You definitely have an edge for marketing, friend.
It runs in the blood, you know, as my brother would say. I like to have fun. And I was getting a lot of response of like, you know, show us how you made that sweet potato pie or give us a recipe for this. And it was literally last minute. I called one of my friends. I'm like, hey, can I use your kitchen? I jumped in my, you know, cab with all my ingredients and I just rolled down there. I'm like, all right, I'm putting together a video really quick. Like, let's just do this. So it was kind of a last minute, you know, request that people had asked for. And I just kind of on the trigger pulled out a few stops and, you know, it all came together.
You gotta use what you got, man.
You gotta use what God's given you. And it was just my cooking skills and my apron. What can I say?
Skills to the test and then, you know, make it juicy, I guess, right?
And I love, and I'm having fun with this, you know. Once again, my brother is so intricate in my life, but he got me into doing reels. And my first one was with me and my dad golfing. And now I'm like, what else can I do with this? And so we're having fun with it. You know, I think the world likes to see it. I hope they do. If not, I'm still going to do them.
Yes. No, keep doing them. I will tell you that I know about 20,000 ladies that are very interested in them. So just keep pumping them out there.
just for you ladies, of course.
Now, tell us about the hat you're wearing in the video, because that's coming from your new line, City Essentials.
Yes. You know, I have been working on a little, you know, passion project, you know, trying to pull together what represents me, what I'm about. And City Essentials is, you know, based on three pillars of, you know, food, fashion, and fun. Or you may not know, but now you do know. I have my little caps, you know, food, fashion, fun. And, you know, where I'm trying to take this is showcasing, highlighting, you know, a lot of great restaurants in the city, you know, people that have gone through the pandemic and like are really hurting, but, you know, give them some presence, showcase what they're about, what's going on in the city. The fashion part is what I've been doing this whole time in the city as well. You know, I've been working in fashion for about 11, 12 years now. So I have a lot of fun things coming on the horizon with a few companies about shopping live and shopping with Jason Cameron. So you can look forward to a few things there. And as far as the fund's concerned, I mean, everything philanthropic that I am involved in and I continue to do, travels, the works, it's all fun, the parties, the people, the friends. I want to share that. I'll be blogging more, and it's coming together. It's been a fun project.
Awesome. So what I guess, just so I can understand it a little better. So you're going to have product, which is your hat. Right now you've got the hats, you've got the bags. I'm going to buy one of those food, fashion, fun hats because I love that.
They're really
That's
fun.
Me. And are we to expect more apparel, to expect more items, or are you thinking that it's going to be more of like a blog type thing?
Yeah, there's going to be a lot more information. The apparel will come. I think I'm going to, come New Year, start getting into some more fun stuff for sure. Trinkets, hoodies, what people really want to have during these cozy times. As you said, I have the t-shirts. My brother's pulled that out for me. My City Essentials tee with a reflective X. I love to work out and do whatever day to day and those things, but everything is pretty much what I love. I love a good cap. I love a good beanie. I love a good quality t-shirt. Like, these are the things you need that are essential in like any city you go to. So
I love it. Now you mentioned working out. What does your, obviously everyone has noticed by now that 6-pack, okay, or 12 pack, 14 pack, whatever you want to call it. What is your workout routine like? I can't even imagine.
I'm blessed with a good genetic background.
Ugh.
I know. But at the same time, I've been playing soccer and been involved with sports and working out consistently since I've been there, since I was like 6, so I was back in recreational soccer to travel soccer to Premier League soccer, up through schools. And I mean, I just love to be athletic and run around. Right now I live in Harlem and I have like Jefferson Park right next to me. So I'll go to the pull-up bars and do my little home outdoors workouts, run around the track up there. I just try and mix it up. I love riding my bike. Always just trying to stay active. That's okay. Really the point of, you live in the city, you want to make the most out of it and hopping around, bouncing around. I'm fucking having a great time and I'm staying healthy. Like, it works.
I love it. All right. What position in soccer? I'm a soccer player.
Is either sweeper or central defender.
I'm a sweeper.
I like to clean up the dirty work, I like to take care of business. Yeah.
Last line of defense. Bring That's it right. on, right? All right. Well, I guess we can't play against each other since we play the same position, but
I mean, I've been known to run it up the field a few times. I might see you on the other end.
I doubt it.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. I doubt you'll make it past me, but nice try.
Oh. Now we have to, that's for our next conversation.
That's okay. Our next conversation. That's when I come to the city before drinks, you and I, we're going to meet on the soccer field.
Before, midway, after, I'm game.
Okay. All right, Jason. So tell me what's next for you. Like, what's on the horizon for Jason Cameron?
Next on the horizon for Jason Cameron, you're going to be seeing a lot more through the City Essentials brand as far as philanthropic things I'll be involved in come the new year, new shopping experiences, and more cooking videos. I mean, really look for those. Those are going to be really fun and enticing, I hope. But, I'm trying to also get more into the arts and hone my acting skills a little better. I'll be working on some individual stuff. So that as well will be Very keeping cool. me busy. Yeah.
Excellent. And obviously this is great timing. We've got the premiere of Summer House coming up.
Yes.
What are your thoughts on Summer House? I'm sure you've seen the trailer. I know you've talked to the participants. Do you think we're in for as wild of a ride as Winter House was, or?
You and I, the fans, we cannot wait. Okay. January 17th couldn't come soon enough. I mean, just from the trailer, I think you can feel and realize that this is going to be an event. So I know it's going to be a wild time.
Do you make any appearances on Summer House?
I can only pray.
Okay. All right.
But from what I've heard and what I've, talked to the cast members, castmates, they had an amazing time and it's wild. So get ready.
All right. Any tea you can share with us? Any stories that we might not see on camera?
Any stories? Not yet.
Not yet. Okay. No. All right. Well, we'll be following back up with you to get some of that.
Yes. Yes.
Where will you be when you watch the premiere?
That's a great question. I may be with a few friends, maybe with a few of the cast. We will see. I haven't decided. I haven't thought that far ahead. This is a
come on, man. It's coming up. Get on it.
This is a new year. I'm supposed to have a new me, right?
Well, I also think we're going to see a little bit of Amanda and Kyle's wedding. Did you attend the wedding or any of the festivities?
I did not attend the wedding. I sent lots of love and hugs, and I was actually working. But at the same time, throughout the entire summer, I was working close with one of my old bosses, helping him put together a bakery. So I had a lot of work in that respect, helping her manage that endeavor, as well as trying to, you know, catch up with the cast and the crew and hanging out and having a good time. So I kind of mixed my work and fun together this past summer. So.
Awesome. So any rumors that, you know, you've been hearing circulating out there about Summer House that you want to set the record straight? Like, do you know, I know there's some rumors out there about Paige and Craig and that they actually technically were not together at the beginning of Summer House, that she was still dating Andrea. Any gossip you can share on that?
I didn't hear all that. I can say that, you know, since I've seen both Andrea individually and Craig and Paige, like, everyone's happy. Everyone's doing, like, their individual thing. I know that, obviously, Paige and Craig are together. Like, they're like, it's the cutest thing. And I was just talking to Paige 2 weekends ago, and she was just, you know, all smiles. So if Craig and, you know, is putting those smiles on her face, I think that's a great sign. And Andrea, he's awesome. He's always been a down true to earth person. So I don't think there's any like crisscrossing paths there, but I'm sure there's going to be rumors out there for sure.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, tell me about Winter House. Are we going to be seeing another Winter House next year? Because I sure hope so.
I want there to be a new Winter House. I can't decide that. I don't know anything yet, but you know, people are just like you saying we need more Winter House. So if the people are wrong, which they usually aren't, there will hopefully be one, but nothing that I've heard of yet.
Do you think that it was 2 weeks that you guys were there, right?
Yeah, just a little over 2 weeks.
Do you think that's too short? Or do you think that's just the right amount of time?
We really fit a lot into those 2 weeks, but I think we could definitely take more time in putting things together a little more with a better pace. I think we did a lot in 2 weeks. So was it enough time? Yeah, apparently it worked out great. But hopefully, you know, if we did go back or if we did do that again, that it would be a little longer and not so
condensed.
Intense, because, you know, everyone had a great time, but like we had a crazy time. So yeah.
I can't even imagine what the recovery was like after you guys got back. Just watching you, I needed a break.
Yeah. we all took a break, trust me. We all took a break.
Yeah, you know what? From the viewer standpoint, obviously for us, it was a little too short because it was just such a good time. Like, it was just a show that you watched to laugh. There was not a lot of, I mean, there was a little drama, you know, with Sarah, Austin, and Lindsay. But aside from that, it was just a good, like, have a good time, get drunk, watch these people on TV, get drunk, show. And it felt too short. We needed more of it.
You know, so I think that they gave you what you needed, and hopefully the reaction will be the same throughout, that we need more.
Yeah, they're reeling us back in.
Hopefully.
Well, Jason, I cannot thank you enough. Thank you so much for joining me. It's been so much fun talking to you.
I've had a great time as well, Crystal. I appreciate you having me over.
Of course.
I feel like you're right there.
Have you over yet? Come on over. And I cannot wait to see what else we get from City Essentials. I'm going to be ordering my cap now because I love that cap. And if we want to find you on Instagram, you are at Jason Cameron on Instagram, right?
Jason Cameron 13.
There we go. And then for the City Essentials brand, we need to catch you at cexjc.com.
That is correct.
All right, and that's also in your bio. So if you want to check out Jason's City Essentials brand, click the link in his bio and have a blast. Oh, one last thing.
One last thing.
On that City Essentials website, the Nicki Minaj video. Everybody take a peek at that video. So definitely you have to go to his website. The video is well worth your time.
Yeah. One of my favorite moments in life. What can I say? I was cheesing it. I was trying to hold myself
together. I'm not going to tell everybody all the details. You guys have to go to his website to see it. Definitely check it out. Thank you again, Jason. I truly can't thank you enough. Thanks for tuning in to Kravis and Shit Talk. You can catch me on Instagram at Kravis Forever. Tune in every Wednesday for new episodes of my podcast. And don't forget to give us 5 stars on iTunes.